Okay, today we're going to start a new man, so a new simon. We did Kuf Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Pei Hei, Kuf Pei Vav, and the very beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin previously. What follows are Hilchis Ksamim and Hilchis Vestais, which we're skipping at least for now. And we're coming to Kuf Tzadik Vav, which is Nayig on a weekly, on a monthly basis. What we call the 5 and 7. The din of 5 days and 7 days that a woman needs before she goes to the mikveh. Now, before we begin, the halacha of 5 and 7 is not adequately understood by most people who learn Hilchas Nida and never get to the Shulchan Aruch. The reason that you need 5 days before you start the Shiva Nikiyim, as well as the Shiva Nikiyim itself. Now, the din of Shiva Nikiyim I mentioned to you a while ago, that really a Nida min HaTorah does not need Shiva Nikiyim. Min HaTorah, a Nida sees, she counts 7 days, and she goes to the mikveh. Even if she sees on the 7th day, that night she goes to the mikveh. A Nida does not need Shiva Nikiyim. A Zava does need Shiva Nikiyim. What is a Zava? A Zava is someone who saw Dam during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. Every month, a woman gets a period and counts 7 days for Yemei Nida. A normal, healthy woman, after 7 days, should not be bleeding, should not have Dam in the next 11 days. That's called Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. If a woman does see Dam, she sees Dam once or twice, that's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She only has to keep, she's only tummy for 1 day. But if she sees Dam 3 days, that's called Zava Gedayla, a true Zava, and she needs Shiva Nikiyim. That's the only case where a woman needs Shiva Nikiyim in HaTaira, a Zava. B'nais Yisrael, Echmiru Al-Atzman, Shafila Reyes Tipas Dam Kachardel, Yeshevis Olav Shiva Nikiyim. Gemara says that originally it was a minig of B'nais Yisrael, Reb Zeira made it into a takana, that Afilu Raya is Tipas Dam Kechardel, Yeshevis Olav Shiva Nikiyim. For various combination of various chumras, we have our halacha lamaisa to keep Shiva Nikiyim, and that's halacha psuka, we need Shiva Nikiyim. But in its origin, the din of Shiva Nikiyim is a din of a Zava, and not really a din of a Nida who needs 7 days, but not Shiva Nikiyim. That's a din of the seven. And that's something that we had mentioned in the past. He's the Baal Memra. But he said, no, I go.
Why some such a chumrah to say even they saw just a stain? Because even a zava that saw just once is tamid of shemer shem. So why would they keep 7 days for that?
Right, so it's a combination of a number of chumras. We are not bekiyim in dam nida and other dam, and we're afraid that she'll have dam, and we'll count those days as the 7 days. And we'll mess up our counting, and really, it'll be in the Yud Aleph Yom, because the previous cheshbon of Dam was not real Dam. It's all part of this, of a cheshbon of Einon Ubekiyim, and what's called Dam. And the counting will be off.
That she at least has seen a flow of a few days, so we don't know which days are the from. But as a
what's going to happen is, she'll bleed for 7 days, and then we'll think it's Yud Aleph Yom. And Yud Aleph Yom Hen, and she'll bleed, we'll say it's Dam Nida. But maybe not. Maybe when she bled 7 days, maybe the first 4 days were not really Dam Nida. And the 7 days started from the 4th day, and then the 11 days started later, and we think the 11 days are up, and it goes back to Yemei Zava, it goes back to Yemei Nida, maybe those are really Yemei Zava. Maybe the whole calendar is off, because of a lack of bikiyas and dam. And those 3 days of which we think are the anida might really be zava. So therefore, there was a light plug. You're saying even if she sees once, why did I wait? Okay. Anyway, this is the halacha psuka of Damnida. Maybe that's why we don't teach chasadim this whole thing. They'll start being makel, and so we just tell them the halacha psuka. What about the 5 days? Why do you wait 5 days? It's also a misconception. Most people learn the halachas, they learn what to do, they assume that 5 days, most women need 5 days to clear up, so you have to wait 5 days. So, that's not the reason at all. And we're going to learn a little later in this siman. I can get to it today. But the reason for the 5 days before the seven has nothing to do with the fact that most women bleed anyway. Nothing at all to do with it. Now, the reason, it's neged to the first taz, so I'd like to explain it now, even though we're going to have it not this week, but the following week in the Shulchan Aruch. The reason that you need 5 days is the following. There's a din in the counting of Shiva Nikiyim. Now, the din that if you see blood during the Shiva Nikiyim, they're not Nikiyim, that's obvious. But there's another halacha that if an Isha is Paileta Shichva Zera, Paleta Shichva Zera means there was a bia, and Shichva Zera was deposited in her guf. When that Zera comes out, does not make her a nida, does not make her a zava, but it doesn't count as a yayim naki. It's not a yayim naki because Paleta Shichva Zera is a type of tumah. It's a tumah until the Erev. It's a tumah sayayim. But there's a... let's see if it passes. But anyway, there's this din that Peleta Shechva Zera doesn't count. Now, we're afraid that a woman will be Peleta Shechva Zera and she won't notice it. For how long is Peleta Shechva Zera? So we have a Kabbalah that for 72 hours after Tashmish that Zera is viable. It has a din of Zera for 72 hours. We learned that upstairs Shabbos afternoon at the Gemara. So Dr. Babbage, who's not here today, but who teaches biology, he asked me, how did Chazal know that? How did they know that Zera is viable for 72 hours without a microscope? How could they tell? So I told him that they got the information from the manufacturer. So Zera is viable for 72 hours.
It has to be smart.
Which
smart.
Means...
The psak is like the reality. Then.
Psak creates the reality.
Psak creates the reality.
So for 72 hours, now that means that if she's Peleta Shechva Zera, she's starting to count. She sees Dam, she wants to count Shiva Nikiyam. She saw a little bit of Dam and that's it. She wants to count Shiva Nikiyam. With Chayshish... for Plita Shechva Zera for 72 hours. 72 hours typically covers 4 days. Because unless the 72 hours starts exactly Shkia, it spans part of 4 days. Someone has Tashmish at midnight, then she sees Dam later that evening or the morning. So she's Chayshish from that midnight, let's say it's midnight going into Sunday. So then till Sunday, going into Monday, going into Tuesday, going into Wednesday. So, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have 4 days of what we call 5 and 7. 4 days. The first day is Mitzaseyem Kekulai, whenever she sees Dam. And 3 more days, she needs 4 and 7. So the Ikar Hadin would be to require 4 and 7. There are cases of Shasat Chak, where we makel, and with certain Tzirufim, we'll see later, that a woman could be Samech on 4 and 7 as opposed to 5 and 7. But the Ikra Din is 4 and 7. Why do we have a 5th day? So it's a Chumrah on top of a Chumrah. The reason we're Naig a 5th day, this is important to understand the reason, is Shema Tira Bein Ashmashes. Just a little more water. Shema Tira Bein Ashmashes. She might see Dam Bein Ashmashes. And if she'll count 4 days, I shouldn't say Shematira Dam, she might have Zera in her from Ben Ashmashes. And when she counts 4 days, it'll go into Bein HaShmoshes of the fourth day into the fifth day. And Bein HaShmoshes of the fourth day going into the fifth day is going to be the Bein HaShmoshes of the fourth day going into the fifth day, where she can still be Pailat Shechmas Erah. So because of a chash Bein HaShmoshes, you need a fifth. You're entertaining everyone, Mark. I'd rather they understand the 5 days. You have someone to get water. Which water? What?
Send the lawyer and get what? Some water.
The whole 5 days, I really appreciate it, Yannick. What? It's nothing to do with them. Live and learn, you hear that?
So it's double Spanish
Russia. What?
It's a double Spanish Russia. In order to have 5 days and 72 hours, it's the possibility of the Spanish Russia.
Right. So 72 hours is the ikradin of the chashash plita shechazera. The extra day is a chashash of Bein HaShmoshes.
Now,
Bein HaShmoshes, maybe the 72 hours are going to start. When was Shkia yesterday? 7:26. Right. All right, the chashash will be in the winter. This will be 7:26. 72 hours later, 3 days later, at 7:26, it'll maybe be into the next day. Because the day's getting shorter.
You're counting the first day, Bein HaShmoshes, and you're counting the second day, Bein HaShmoshes.
We're afraid the person will count the previous day as day one of the four. And really, it works with counting the next day.
Right,
to the fourth.
It's really almost for a toss. In
so, yeah, so it's a chumrah gabi chumrah, but there's a big nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if a woman today sees dam Bein HaShmoshes, she has to count 5 and 7. If the maisa, she sees dam Bein HaShmoshes, when Mekel to count the previous day as day number one. She already have worked into the system a chashash for Bein HaShmoshes. So therefore, and that's what we're going to see soon in this mashal, is that if you do see Bein HaShmoshes with Mekel, that the previous day is day number one, and 4 more days is for the 5 and 7.
So today at 7:26,
right,
it would be count
Sunday. Sunday is day one, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night, make it
up.
So, now, if she sees Dab 6 days or 7 or 8 days, then of course she can't keep Shiv in the key until she clears up. But in the case where it's fewer days, yeah, the reason, so as I said at the outset, there's a big misconception in the Welt. When you learn the halachas, halacha l'maisa, there's a misconception as to why you need Shiv in the key. And there's a misconception as to why you need 5 days. Both. It's maybe better that way. People shouldn't jump and be mekel, say, oh, it's a chumrah, it's a shulchan aruch. So the 5 is a din of the shulchan aruch, but this is the origin. And the shiv nekiyim is the din of the shulchan aruch, the din of the gemara, but it's also a halacha psuka, even though it comes from a chazava. Okay? So we're going to learn the hashit is that the husband's away, you can be mekel. And we'll see when we're saying on that, if it's a light plug. Or all right, we'll see. Okay, this is the 72 hours is Mace Likes, right? That's why the Bein HaShmoshes is a concern. Okay. So that'll be Machlis Mechaber Ramah. Ramah says there's a light plug. Not doing B is not enough. That's why you are also with B. Okay. So this is the. It's interesting. One of the things that Rabbanim always struggled with was women who have very short periods and ovulate on day 11 or 10, and they just can't go to the mikveh in time. And it's an issue. So one of the eights that's brought into Paiskim, that's me, a woman who has a very short period, and she bleeds very little. She doesn't need 5 days to clear up. She needs 5 days because of Shulchan Aruch. But she bleeds, let's say, 2 days. She wants to go to mikveh after 2 days to be able to ovulate the time of beer. So the eights we give them is to skip months going to the mikveh. In other words, she's down. Bleeds for 2 days, doesn't count Shiv Nikiyim. She waits another 15, 16 days till she gets a period again. Now when she gets a period again, she doesn't need 5 and 7. She was Asa Bibiya. It was not a day. Someone was Asa Bibiya, doesn't need 5 days. She already has her 5 days. She had already 17 days from her original blood. So for her, she bled on the first of the month. And then she waited. She got her period again the 18th of the month. And she bled 2 days till the 20th. Now she can go to the mikveh. She doesn't need 5 and 7. She has already 20 and 7. She just needs Shiva Nikim. But she doesn't need the 5. Okay? Now this is all based on the understanding of the 5. She needs where? In my case, I'm saying now, she has 20. She has 20. She got a period on the first of the month. Didn't go to mikveh. So she had 2 days of bleeding, 16 days clear, but she didn't go to mikveh. And 2 more days of bleeding. I'm being mutter. Yeah. The 5 is totally in being mutter labayla. If she's muteris labayla, a kala before the chuppah, we tell them to do 5 and 7 just for practice. But they don't need 5. Really, as soon as they clear off, they can do Shiv Nikim. So kala before the chuppah, she was in need all the time. So memela, she doesn't really need, she
why
doesn't
not,
need the 5.
Why not 3? If she's very small period, why she can't 3?
But the 3 is a problem because of pleat tishuk vazera.
A kala
doesn't really need 5 and 7. You tell her 5 and 7 for practice, but if it's tight, as soon as she clears up, she can just keep shivin the kiyim because she's also a bailah the whole time. She's in need the whole life, her whole adult life. Okay, so this is the hakdama, the explanation of 5 and 7, and what we're going to deal with right now is the beginning of the Shiva Nikim. What the Shulchan Aruch begins with, the Kuf Tzadik Vav, is how do you start Shiva Nikim? Now we're taught, as Chassanim, that to start Shiva Nikim, you need a 3-step process. You need, at the end of the 5th day, whichever day she's clearing up, she does 3 things. She does a bedikah, she gets a good bedikah, which includes washing around her body and doing a good bedikah. If that bedikah has to be mba'ayd yayim, we'll learn soon how early it could be. Then she needs a maich dachuk. A maich dachuk means she takes a bedikah cloth after her bedikah. She takes another clean bedikah cloth, inserts it into isamakim, and leaves it there till laila. What is laila? We'll talk about what's considered laila in the old Talmud. But the maich dachuk is left inside the guf from the end of the yayim till the beginning of the laila. And the 3rd thing is the levishas halavanim. She has to put on white undergarments. Some people say levishas halavanim. I've yet to see women who wear bricks. So it's levishas halavanim. They put on white clothing, which is the white clothing for the coming days. Now, the shulchan, this is all here in Kuf Tzadik Vav. We start with the Hefsek Tara. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Shivas Yamim Shazova Seferes. The 7 days that a Zava counts. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch that a Zava counts because that's the truth. It's a Zava counting. Just we are always machmir to do like a Zava. Maschilin, it says in the Teres HaShlomim Aleph on the bottom of the page, a Zava Seferes Bizman Azeh Kulam Kizava. That today everyone's considered to like a zava shavinu rachachamim a filaray tipis dam kecharidol kabulayel. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shivas yamim shazava seferes maschilim memachras yam shapaskabai. It starts the first of the 7 days is the day after when she stopped bleeding. If she bled for any part of a day, then that day is not a yam naki. The next day is the first v'kach mishpata. And this is her din. Im tireh beiz yamim aygimel. We're saying now, assuming she bleeds for 2 or 3 days. Now, if she bleeds for only 1 day, we're going to learn sif beiz. Sif beiz is rasi yanecha bilvad. We're going now on sif aleph, which is she bled 2, 3, or more days, which is typical. Upaska meliris. And she stopped. By dekes biyayim shepaska. She does a bedikah when it's still day, on the day that she stopped bleeding. Why? Kedesha tifsik betara, so that she should be paisik, she should end the previous days with tahara. Ubedikah zu tia samuch lebein hashmashis. L'chatchila, that bedikah has to be as close to bein hashmashis as possible. V'chei da'egin l'chatchila. U'bidi'eved afilu loy bodka atzma rak shachris. U'motzma atzma tohira sagi pekacha. Very important Ramah. Ramah says, b'di'eved. Sometimes you have women who are at work. And shkia could be 5 o'clock or 5:30, and they're nervous that they'll be able to do a hefsek tara. So in the morning, she should try to do a hefsek tara. And that will be a good enough hefsek tara if she misses later. Because b'di'eved, rak b'shachris, matzatayra is also sagi b'kach. It is for everybody.
And
no, she'll have to wait till tonight. Ula'olam yilmid adam lahachmir lechatchila b'seich beisai, shetehei b'idekes b'yem efsik tarasa b'meich dachuk. Now here, listen to the language. The language is clear that it's a chumrah. Ula'olam yilmid adam lahachmir lechatchila b'seich beisai, shetehei b'idekes b'yem efsik tarasa b'meich dachuk, v'shiyehei sham kol bein ha-shvashis, shabdu zu abdika meitzi midei kol safik. Because that bedika, you're certain she's not bleeding when the day starts. Rashba. The idea of a meich tochuk in most cases is not a din, is not mentioned in Chazal and the Gemara. It comes from the Rashba, and it's a chumrah. It's certainly not something that's ma'akiv. So this is the simple idea that sitara, you need a bedika mibaydayim in order to count the following day as a good day. What is the lomdis of this bedika? So the lomdis is that she has cheskes mayona pesuach. The lashon of Chazal, mayona pesuach means she's bleeding. Her mayin, her source is open. She's bleeding, and she switches over to mayona sosum, to having a sort of a chazaka that the mayon, that her source of bleeding is now sealed, is closed, and now we do bedikas. We assume that there's not going to be any dam. Now that's the language of the Rishayim. In Sif Yud, we're going to have a little bit of a difficulty in this. We're going to get to it much later. But this language is the language that's across the board. Lazika, to give her a chazaka, that mayona sasum. That's the idea of the bedika of a hefsek tara.
Other places now, it says samach levena. Well, samach was mine. I mean, a lot of times it means a half an hour. Is that mine here?
Certainly samach is always, but then the half hour is fine. Now here, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva, Tshuva Samach, points out in the Eimek of the Lomdis of a Bedika, a very important point about this Bedika. Listen carefully, and you'll see a Nafkavina. Normally, a woman does a Bedika, let's say during the Shiva Nikiyah. What is she looking for when she does a Bedika? She's afraid that she was bleeding. So let's say during the Shiva Nikiyah, she does a Bedika at the end of the day. She's looking that maybe there was dam during this day. So Chazal have an expression that we're going to see. She has to be baidik yafa b'chur nu b'stakim. She has to do a good bedika in all the folds of the skin to make sure that there's no dam. Because if any dam came out any time during the day and it's still in her body, in the proizdar, then that's dam nida. So a normal bedika is to catch the dam. Now I really have to be magdim that dam nida comes from the uterine lining. Okay, the mitzias in the gufa isha is that there's the proizdar, the vagina, the passageway that leads up to the uterus. The mouth of the uterus is called the cervix. The cervix is like a pear shaped organ, upside down pear shaped. The top of the pier is the lips of the what we call the piha makar, the mouth of the makar. That's the cervix. The uterus, in a normal woman, there's a shedding of the uterine lining inside the body every month. And any dam nida is only bleeding from the uterus. If a woman bleeds from the vagina, she has a maka, or even from the outside part of the cervix, that doesn't make her a nida. Now she won't know. She finds out, she won't know. But if a doctor tells her, or a bedekas tells her that you have a maka, that's ma'amaitzi dam. So that's not dam nida. Dam nida is blood from the uterus. A person can't stick her finger into the uterus. You stick it up the vagina. And you wipe the vagina. What are we looking for? During the Shiva Nakiyam, we're looking for dam that came in the previous 12 hours. That's a normal bedikah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes the following point. He says, this bedikah, the bedikah that's before the Shiva Nakiyam, why are we doing a bedikah? We're not doing a bedikah to see if she bled in the last 12 hours or the last 24 hours. No. We're doing a bedikah to know that right this second she's not bleeding. Right now, there's no dam coming out. So Bikimegar says, really, Minadin, we don't need a bedikah b'churin u'bistakin. We don't have to make sure the walls of the vagina are clean from dam. We have to make sure that nothing is flowing from the uterus at this moment. Nothing is dripping out of the uterus at this moment. It's a totally different bedikah than all other bedikahs. When she does a bedikah during the Shiva Nakiyam, or on the Yom Haves, any other time, she's checking for dam that came out in the past. A bedikah that's done now to establish Shiva Nakiyam, such a bedikah is to make sure that she's not bleeding now. Now, it's an Eitz HaTaiva, if there's dam in the vagina, to catch it, get it out now, so that you won't catch it the next day, you won't know when it came out. But in Shuras HaDin, the Chiyah Bedikah is not a Chiyah B'chorin U'Bistakim. It doesn't need the same level of carefulness. You just have to know that she's not bleeding now. My Nafkamina.
So
my Nafkamina. So Rabbi Kivager says, it's a big Nafkamina. Let's say you have a woman who didn't do a good Bedikah. She did a Bedikah, was no good. But she inserted a Meich Dachuk. But she inserted all the way to the cervix. She was careful to insert it all the way up, so that if anything would come out, she would catch it. So, min adin, that's good enough. Now, I say min adin, we teach women they should do all bedikas b'chor b'stakim. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger says maybe the bedika doesn't reach all the way up to the uterus. Something will drip out that you won't catch. But min adin, if a person put in a Meich Dachuk before Laila, properly, all the way up to the piyamakar, to the cervix. And there are women who are become bikiyim. Depends a lot on the physiology, on how low the uterus hangs down as women get older. But if she knows that there was a Meich Dachuk till the piyamakar, then that's really good enough. It's never good enough for a bedikah. Bedikas need a wipe, b'churin u'bistakin. But here, we just have to catch what comes out. So really, it's good enough, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if the Meich Dachuk was put in all the way up, the way it's supposed to be, then that's really good enough. Because in the Lomdis, this is a very different bedikah.
How many Nafkamin dam of which is Shabbat, the Churin Stakim? Meich Dachuk is blood, maybe it's the Churin Stakim.
I can't be Mafkin. If I find dam, I'm stuck. I can't be Mafkin. But if I find no dam, it's a Chiddush that this bedikah is going to... That this Meich Dachuk is going to be good enough for a Hefsek Tara, which is a Chiddush, which we don't really allow unless there was a wipe, because we're afraid that it wasn't inserted all the way in.
But if the dam is coming from the Dika's floor and stuff versus a flow from inside?
No.
So the Meich does not appear then.
If she finds dam, there's no Nafkamina. But if she doesn't find dam, normally I would say she needs a Bedika Mabayyai.
She
doesn't really need here a bedikah mabayyai. She only needs to make sure nothing is coming out to be ma'asik ha'mayana sasam. Okay, now she has a maka. We're going to have to learn about that. A maka ha'muchzik lo'itzi dam. If a woman knows she has a maka, doctor told me a maka that's bleeding, we're toiling dam in that maka. The question will be, we're going to get to it, so how does she do hefsek tara if she has a maka? All right, it's not dam neither. But what does she do? She's going to get blood every time. So we will get to that. That's part of the
sin. By the way, if the
in Lomdis, a person can't use it without a heter.
The heter is more thorough. So it's a person can use the deca itself if it's thorough, and it would have the
machzav. Yeah, but that's for sure.
So
bedikas not mustach, it's not matter.
Do the mustachik as a chumrah, but you're saying now really mustachik is really is really.
You don't have to do a mustachik. You have to do a bedika. I'm just saying if you didn't do the bedika.
According to the
Rajba, the Rajba adds mustachik. He doesn't.
He's
adding it as a chumrah on. So Rabbi Kivegri says a kash. He explains because we're afraid the mustach is not inserted all the way up.
So, you want to
so therefore, we're worried that it's leaking out now, but you're not catching it. Kiveg is mazba that. Why don't we just say do a maichtachu lechatchila? Because we're afraid if the maich is not all the way up. So if blood is leaking out of the uterus now, she's only going to catch it on the prize on the walls of the prize.
So therefore, and all this is even though you're a day where she could have put in that morning. She could have bled that morning, but it comes.
Right? Yeah, that morning she could have bled a minute ago. As long as now she's not.
How often does she do it? She does it the last day? Does she do the first day of the kiyum?
This is right before the first day. So we're talking about the Hefsek Tara. Before she counts Shiva Nekiyim, this is to establish the beginning. She has to get one clean bedika before nightfall. In Lamdis, a maich is enough. Lamaisa, we tell people they have to have a bedikah b'chorin b'stakin. Because we're afraid, that's what Rikki Vegas says, we're afraid the maich wasn't inserted properly. But in the Lamdis of it, and there could be cases where a rav will decide it's enough, it really would be enough to if it's inserted all the way up. That's what Rikki Vegas says.
Why do you need Bein HaShmashes then? What's Bein HaShmashes
after you need? The reason you need before Bein HaShmashes is you have to know that Mayana was sosum before Bein HaShmashes. Now you don't have to know it then. If a woman does a bedika and it's dark and she looks at it in the morning, it doesn't matter when she finds out. But you have to know the first minute of night that the Mayan stopped bleeding.
Why? And when does she make a bedika?
What?
When would she make a bedika?
If she does a bedika before nightfall.
Right before nightfall. So why do you need a machdachuk?
So the machdachuk afterwards, in most cases, and Siv Beis will have an exception, in most cases a machdachuk is a chumrah, to know that when the day switched from day this day to the next day, that it was Mayana Sas. That's the chumrah of the Rajba. And not that way lechatchila. The young women especially who tend to irritate easily, when I learn a chasanim, I tell them never to do a machdachuk 2 days in a row. Sometimes they do a machdachuk after 5 days and then they bleed the next day. To never do a machdachuk 2 days in a row because it tends to irritate. And it's not, it's a lechatchila. You get an irritation and you stop bleeding, it's going to be you'll have to rely on other coolers. It's better to rely on this.
Because you're going to do it the next day anyway.
What?
What does
the maiftacha has to do with establishing my yona was sasum at the first minute of this day.
But if you did the bedika and you can do bedika next day and it's still the mishonam, doesn't that show that it was that obviously sasum?
It shows it was sasum during the previous day.
Right.
The chumrah is to know the first minute of the new day that it's still sasum, and it's a little complicated. The question of Mayana Pesuach is the Ramon Sif Yud and the Gra there, because we're going to learn later that till 3 days is not really Mayana sasum. It's a little more complicated. You have to wait till Sif Yud. You have to wait till Sif Yud. The moich is to know the first minute of the new day. Mayana was awesome. That's what it's for.
This is Pasha, but why does one time establish a chazaka according to Rikiva when you do the check and there's no doubt?
Because chazaka doesn't mean 3 times. There's such a thing as cheskes gimel pam. But chazaka is a rule. We assume things didn't change. Now, however things are, they didn't change. If a person was alive yesterday, you assume he's alive today. A chazaka doesn't mean 3 times.
It was dumb. It was bleeding the previous day, so in order to establish no bleeding,
right,
once is enough. Just to
that's right.
It.
Then we assume that's the chazak of the meikara. We assume that things didn't change. Okay, the word chazak is used for many, many different things.
So shachris may be good enough. Shachris alois or shachris aneitz?
Shachris, alois, neitz, even the night before. It depends how many days in it is. And we're going to see that in Sif Beis shortly.
So if a woman is sensitive, then the mic is where they would be meikal.
We'll make a lot of mic for a person who has irritation, any irritation. We'll make a lot of moich, with an exception, which we're still going to see Sif Beis and Shachvav. We're going to see a couple of exceptions. But generally, in almost all cases, Lamaisa, we'll make a lot of moich if there's any chashash irritation. Now, here, the Ramah brings a fascinating Trumas Hadeshen. This is an issue that people talk about without knowing Makairis. And let me tell you what the Trumas Hadeshin is about. It's a Shas Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is about somebody who davens Maariv early, Mabayid Yayim. In Brooklyn, most people, at least among the Ashkenazim, don't daven Maariv before Shkia except Erev Shabbos. But really, this could come up any day. A person davens Maariv before Plag. Before Lila, you have to plug.
The Sfaradim
do it in general. Some people who go on flights, they get on a plane at 8 o'clock, so they feel they'd rather daven Maariv, make a minyan at the airport with plug, and have a normal minyan, better than have a headache on the plane. So the issue is, a person daven Maariv early. Now obviously the Shaila has two cases. If it's a Yom Chol or a Yom Shabbos. But the Trumas Hadeshin is not talking about Shabbos as opposed to Chayil. Hem b'Chayil, hem b'Shabbos. If you daven Maariv early, are you still permitted to make a Hefsek Tahara Bedika? Are you still allowed? Or you say, no, it's night, you daven Maariv.
Who daven Maariv? The woman daven Maariv?
Assuming either the woman or the community. Okay? The Shach doesn't talk about whether he means... Well, let's just say the community daven, the woman daven, everyone... Now, is it night or not? We'll get to your opinion in a minute. The Trumas Hadeshin holds. You're safe either way. The Trumas Hadeshin has a chiddush. Trumas Hadeshin says that once Maariv is davened, too late. You can't make Hefsek Tahara. The same tshuva he writes. For Avelus, the same thing. Someone davened Maariv early, and then he has a shmua that he lost a relative, and the relative is buried. Not buried anyway, Avelus doesn't stop. Shmua, they buried a relative. So he wants to count Shiva. Trumas Hadeshin said, once you daven Maariv, the Shiva starts from the next day.
What about Sfira?
We'll get to Sfira in a minute. The Trumas Hadeshin talks about Hefsek Tahara, about Shiva, and about Bris Mila. Once you daven Maariv early, and then your wife gave birth, it's still Mabayid Yayim. When do you do the Bris?
He says
that doesn't work that way. Bris Mila, the baby's born by day. What's the difference? You daven Maariv. What's the difference? So the Lashon Trumas Hadeshin is Bris Mila, a birth is from Shemayim. Birth, God causes people to give birth. It's min Shemayim. It depends on whether it's day or night. Klapi Shemaya Galia. Hefsek Tahara and Avelus is the person. It's an individualized thing. So since that doesn't, it's not Kalman HaShemayim, it's when the person does his Hefsek Tahara, when the person hears the Shmua, so then it depends on the individual, and it goes according to Maariv.
So
you're right. It doesn't sound that way from the Rebbeinu Yonah, but this is what it says in Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin holds that way. For Lagabi, this what we're discussing now, Maariv? Or Lagabi? There's really no maximum, because you remember you could do the Bedikah by day also. So there's no maximum. But normally we figure the after Plag, or half an hour before to do the Bedikah. Lagabi Maariv, though, you can only daven Maariv from Plag. You can't daven Maariv earlier than Plag anyway. And that's something I forgot to announce this year. Every year I announce that people should be careful when you go to an early minyan Friday. That the women shouldn't light neiris. Women are used to lighting neiris before her husband goes. If a woman lights Shabbos neiris before plag, it's a brach levatala. You have to light again. You have to light again because you can't make Shabbos. If somebody davens with the 7 o'clock minyan now, they're still safe. But we had a 6 o'clock plag minyan. The plag was, let's say, I don't know exactly, but let's say 10 after 6. So we had a 6 o'clock mincha. So the woman shouldn't light. I tell, when I daven with that minyan, I tell my wife to light. I add the 13 minutes of banish mushes after plag. I tell her to light, like 6:23 or whatever it is. She should light around when her husband says Kabbalah Shabbos. What? It's not clear. Pashtus, yes. She has to light for husband's Kabbalah. But Ramesh has a tshuva. Ramesh has a tshuva. He says that's only if the husband does it out tzchumra. A woman is meshubit to her husband's chumras. Not meshubit to her husband's conveniences. So it says in halacha, when a husband's a Kabbalah Shabbos, the wife should be a Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Ramesh writes in the tshuva that's a woman's meshuvah to her husband's chumras. A man wants to make early Shabbos, that's chumra, a woman's meshuvah. But if a man doesn't make early Shabbos, it's a chumras. He's doing it convenient.
He doesn't do it all year, he doesn't want it convenient.
So such a person, Ramesh shows, the woman is not meshuvah to her husband's Kabbalah. Now, l'chatchila, a woman should light when it was a Kabbalah. That's right. After the husband comes home, it'll be okay. Now, l'chatchila, you try. The Mishmur doesn't sound like Ramesh. It doesn't sound like he holds like Ramesh. Unless the Mishmur is just talking about everyone's doing it on Chumrah. But that's what, anyway, you know, usually we dive in very close. We hug the plug. We daven usually 10 minutes before plag. 10 minutes is over, it's usually 15 minutes. Until you get to Mizpah Shalem HaShabbos, it's usually another 10 minutes. What? Yeah, I'm giving a short window. But I wanted to light after this man. I have this kasha on the Velt. The Velt has an absolute plag. We're getting off topic, but the Velt has an absolute time for plag. It would seem to me that the first, between 9 and 30 minutes, plag is reckoned from shkia. But remember, shkia, even like the gra, is only suffik laila till after ben hashmashes. So it seemed to me that you need those extra few minutes. The truth is, when I used to write the calendar upstairs, I used to do plag my way. I used to do plag. We used to start davening 2-3 minutes before the printed plag, because I wanted that we shouldn't start the chunaranda till after the 30 minutes after plag. But everybody got upset because they looked at calendars. I'm dying 3 minutes before plag. So the Velt holds plag is plag. And once, if I have a chance, I'll give a share on this man. There's a lot to talk about. But we're getting off topic. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Wait, the Trumas Hadeshin. Well, I want to go back to Trumas Hadeshin. The other is Manim Shilas we'll talk about. Again, just the Trumas Hadeshin says three demons. He says, Shiva, Hefsektara, Yidavamariv, it's night. Even during the week. And he says, Masha'enke Brismila, that goes when the baby's born. That is another Trumas Hadeshin, which is brought in the Tfilin Simon Lamed, about someone who didn't have Tfilin. And he didn't put on Tfilin that day. And he davened an early Ma'ariv, and then they bring Tfilin. And he says he's not allowed to put on Tfilin, even though it's still Mabayid Yayim. If you go to that shul in Borough Park, they're still davening shachris, probably, and what's it called? But he was davening the early mar. He can't put on tefillin. That seems to be like we're mekel. Like really, we should be mach. We should have to put on tefillin.
The taz
I'll get to 1 second. But anyway, this is the Trumas Hadeshin sheet. The Trumas Hadeshin says that if you make early marid, even during the week, you can't do mitzvah hayoyim anymore. Now we'll talk about Sfiras Haimer and the shach in a minute. But it's too late. That's his sheet. He says, Bismillah is different. What?
Why can't you put on tefillin?
By Laila, now I put on tefillin. It's Xeir, Shem Yisha Ben. He dava Marav already. He dava Marav already.
What about Avelis? Avelis go to Kula, don't you?
It's amazing. Avelis, you normally go to Kula, yeah. And here we're Mach.
What was the onset of the need?
What? Oh, so the onset of the blood here with Mekel, because we already reckoned in a Ben Hashmosh's day for Suffolk Day.
Right?
Well,
Mekel.
Then
we'll say it's Friday.
It's Friday. Even though he doesn't marry. Because we already counted the 5 days of the onset. Right. Now,
on the floor on the street on Shabbos Friday night,
you're allowed to.
That's
outside. That's outside. You put it on the Shalei Mitzvah. You just put it on. The Gemara talks. The Gemara, the beginning of 10th Parak in Erevin, has four Ibayis Seimis. The one Ibayis Seimis, you mechavim behed Yisholei Lashem Mitzvah. The Gemara asks, you're not putting tefillin on Shabbos. Forget about now, you're not putting tefillin on Shabbos. So Gemara has a number of terutzim. Yeah. No, but it has nothing to do with the other. We're not talking about Shabbos, we're talking about a weekday. So let's say the woman davened and the woman davened and the shul davened. No, we didn't say it's dependent on the husband here. It says, the community daven Maariv. So she's included in the Kahal. It's not like Brooklyn, we have all minyanim. It doesn't say she follows her husband here. It says the community daven. I think the Shach says she daven. Yeah, community, there's no Shaila. If the community is Makabal Shabbos, the truth is, anyway. Leave it now, I don't want to get sidetracked. What's called the community? In Brooklyn, there's no community. The Feivel Cohen has a shita that a shul can't have a few minyanim. A keeler has to have one. So he made a rule, and his shul is only one minyan. So what did everyone do? They go to other shuls to daven. So Feivel's right. Community is a community. But no one's part of a community here. You daven what you want, when you want, how you want, and that's it. And for the better or the worse, that's the fact. That's what sounds like in Shulman Sadesh. Let me finish. The Ogur B'Shei Maril. And today we have Tshuvas Maril. So we have the Maril in a number of Tshuvas. But the Beis Yosef calls it Ogur B'Shei Maril. The Ogur B'Shei Maril disagrees. And he says that Maariv has nothing to do with night. And here in Shul, we plan to stop Rochus in about 3 weeks in the Shabbos afternoon shir, in the first parak. If you look at Rabbeinu Yaina, it sounds that way. Maariv doesn't have anything to do with night. You're allowed to daven Maariv by Yom. Shabbos might be different, but you're allowed to daven Maariv by Yom. It's not that it's night. And the Ogur argues that it's not so, that the davening an early Maariv does not change, not Hifsektara, not Tfilin, none of these dinim are affected, even Sfira Saimer. Someone davened an early Maariv, he says, you can daven Sri Yisrael, it's still that day. It's still the 12th day. The previous day. Still the previous day. That's the opinion of the Ogur. And the Ogur, B'Shei Maril. We'll call it the Maril. Now, what? Of the previous day. If it's still before Shkia, you can say the previous. So let's see it inside. What? And there's no Tati the Sasri because there's no stira between davening Maariv early and counting Sfira. Because if you're davening Maariv, you're saying it's still Friday. Well, I don't want to talk about Shabbos. Talk about Shabbos separately. It's still Tuesday. I'm davening Maariv on Tuesday. You're allowed to daven Maariv on Tuesday. People don't know. You know, the din is you're allowed to make Havdalah Shabbos after Plag. Without an air. You're allowed to make Havdalah Shabbos. I once in my life told someone to do it. Someone, his wife was in labor, and it was very close to Shabbos. He wasn't sure. She'd go to the hospital. She'd wait till after Shabbos. I told him, you go to the hospital. But before you leave the house, make Havdalah. You're not going to make Havdalah. It was after Plag. So make Havdalah. Take a kais without Neiris. Don't do Malacha. But make Havdalah, because you can make Havdalah by Yom. So, anyway, forgetting Abdullah, I keep on getting sidetracked. We're talking about a weekday early Maariv. My point from Abdullah is that it's still Shabbos. Plag doesn't mean it's Oyster Day. It just means you need Samuch Lalaila. And you can do it Mevayyad. Now, this is Shita Dor. Let's learn it inside. And here, we're going to end up with a riddle as to how we pass. And the way we pass in here will be clear. Let's see it inside in the Ramah. Yeshayrim, im ispalalu hakohol arvis, if the community daven Maariv, void ayayim gadol, and it's still bevoid yayim, eino yechayla livdaik oz, lilbaish levonim, ulahascha limnois biyayim amachras, meyachar da kahal kvar osu oisai laila. Shumasadesh shita is, yedaven Maariv early, you're declaring it's night, for the halachic reasons that are personal to you, tefillin, and hefsektara, and avelus, all of that.
Krishma.
Not lakula. I don't know lakula. I think it's Krishma. The yeshayimrim, demutter, afilu also I call Shabbos. The ogre is the first one to mention Shabbos. He says it's mutter, even if the community was already mekabel Shabbos. How do we paskin? V'nayagin lechatchila lizoyer, but b'di'eved, if she didn't make hefsetara, she ain't lochush, we're not chayshish for the Trumas Hadeshim. U'mitzas noshim noyagai, some women, 1 minute, some women are noyig, she imposka kaidim baruchu, if she made hefsetara to be chayshish for tshuvas hadeshen early. V'chazra liros kesa maydam toichim ei svirasa. And she sees dam again. Oz mafsikin afilu la'acha baruchu in this kalkula samuch le'erev. And if she had a kilkul later, so then it's like a v'di'evet. As he's saying is really dick is not like the Truma Sedeshin. So then Machmir like the Truma Sedeshin lechatchila. But if it became complicated, if she tried to make Efsa Tar and she bled again, so then we're Saimach on the Ikar Adin not to be Matriacha two times. And so what's the din? The din is you try to do a Bedika before. And if you missed it, you do a bedika afterwards. Look in Shach Dalit. It's a pastor in. Dalit. Afilu also akol Shabbos. Ki ahi toisvis lo shayach l'nyanida. Because that toisefes, that added time, has no shayaches to dinei nida. V'tzorech chav dalit shoyis. For dinei nida, a day is 24 hours. Nothing to do with being makabel. Listen to this. Even Erev Shabbos, we're adding to Shabbos the mitzvah d'oraisa. Still, you can count Smira after you davened at the early minyan. You davened Maariv, and you say, they announce, don't forget to count tonight. You think to yourself, don't forget tonight, I forgot last night. You can still count if it's before Shkia from the prior day. And also, you make early Yantif, you can't make a bracha matzah on Sukkah on Karban Pesach, okay? Now, in fact, this is all the language of the Maril is important, which we're going to see in a minute.
But
it comes out, we do all that way. You can't eat matzah by Yom, you have to eat when it's Vade Laila. You can't eat matzah from the fact that you can't eat matzah when you make early Yom Tov is a raya that making early doesn't change the day. Mashma mitvarav v'kol hanon rayis dava pishes palalehi gam kein vasas shabbos mutter. Even not only the kahal, but she herself davened Maariv. She was mekabel Shabbos and she learned neiris even. That she still could, according to the Agor, could still count Svira, do Efsek Tara, etc. Now, the parentheses, Chedas Echem Agdailam, Mitchum Shem, Chum Seshem Shem, Philos Bayarbis Mutter, Ein Shem, Chum Seshem. Seshem himself brings that it was Echem Agdailam who argued. Ulafizem, Ashakosav Aram, Afilu Wasa Akol Shabbos, Achikam, Afilu Wasa Akol Gamkein Shabbos, Vigamhi, even though they all made Shabbos. This is the Shita of the Agor. Vagoin of Imai Rizal, the Shach doesn't quote his father very often. Here he quotes him. Like Kosov came to Tshuva, and like Kosov the Leharav in Mispal Lehi Arvis in Lachal for the Evet. The Shita of the father of the Shach is that no, the Ramah's only talking with the community made Maariv, not with she made Maariv. If she made Maariv, everyone is Maida too. The Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshah. Now here, I want to stop and explain where the Shach's father is coming from. We have two bumps in the road in this rule. The rule is nice and smooth in all the halachas I mentioned so far. The Trumas Hadeshah holds Arvis is Laila. The only exception he mentioned is Bris Mila. We pass him that way. Look at Bris Mila. There's no machlaikis by Mila. If the baby's born by Yai, you count from that day. No machlaikis. And the Ogur holds, davening Maariv, even Shabbos, doesn't change anything. That is a problem. The problem is, the Ramah paskins like the Ogur. What about the Beis Yosef? If you look in the Beis Yosef, he brings the Trumas Hadeshin first, and he brings the Maril. You all know that the Trumas that Beis Yosef doesn't always bring the Maril. But here he brings the Maril second, and that's how he ends. And since the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't bring the Trumas Hadeshin, the assumption is the Beis Yosef paskins, like the Ramah paskins, like the Maril. The Ramah says the Chatchila b'chayshi the Trumas Hadeshin, and Beis Yosef doesn't say it. The problem is that the Beis Yosef himself, in Hilchis Avelus, paskins l'chumra, usually b'avelas u'meikol. He says if a person davened Marav early and then had a shmua kroiva, he found out some relative of his buried, the previous day doesn't count for the shiva. What's going on here? He's paskining like the Trumas HaDeshen, not by Efsitara, and not by Efsitara, and truth is, kamat nowhere else. By Shofar also, it says that if the Shofar comes after you don't have a Shofar the first day of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, and the Shofar comes after Ma'ariv, it's still day, you blow Shofar. Because we don't really paskin the Trumas HaDeshen. Yet, by Avelis, of all places, we're machmir, that if you daven Ma'ariv, Avela starts from the next day, you're not makel. Why? So the Shach's father says, not a stira. Here we're talking, the community made early, but not the person himself. The community made an early Shabbos, an early Ma'ariv, but not the person himself. The Shach's father says, if he himself daven Ma'ariv, he himself made early Shabbos, that's a different story.
What would he say about Sphere?
That's a different story.
So about Sphere, he wouldn't agree with the Sphere.
About Sphere also wouldn't agree if he himself.
Right.
Now, the halacha is not like the Shach's father. The Shach himself argues with it. The Chochma Sadam brings this Chumrah. And then he says, Kfar Nagu, we're Mekel straight like the Ogur. And we're Mekel that until night, it's not night. And pretty much our halacha l'mais is across the board that making an early Ma'ariv or an early Shabbos almost across the board is still that day. The Gra here involved brings a rule, a very nice one. It's a Gemara in Brachas Chav Zayin. Rav Tzoli shall er Shabbos, shall Shabbos bear of Shabbos. It seems Rav was the first one that started early Minyanim. Gemara says, Rav Tzoli shall Shabbos bear of Shabbos. Rav made an early Minyanim. So the Gemara says his Talmidim got together and they asked him a Shaila. Said, you're davening early Shabbos. What about Kiddush? Are we allowed to make Kiddush before Shkia? Before nightfall? Or for Kiddush, maybe you have to wait till nightfall. So Rav answered them, Kiddush also. What's Pshat in the Gemara? So what the Talmidim asked Rav is the Machloikis, the Trumas HaDeshen and the Ogur. The Talmidim asked Rav, you're making early Shabbos by davening Ma'ariv early. Is that still Friday? Kiddush is a mitzvah on Shabbos. For Kiddush, do we have to wait for the night? Or no, when you make it early, it's really early. He said you can make Kiddush early. So the Gross says in Vav, take a look. Ayin Taisis Ksubis, Psachim, Brachas Chav Zayin Amad Beis, Yibay Elu, Ayim Kedusha, Ayim Avdallah. Are you allowed to make Kiddush early, Avdallah early on Shabbos? Bechlau, the Lishar Devorim, the Lishayach Lishabbos, Vadei Lav Lailahu. For Dinei Shabbos, where there's a Taisis Shabbos, Dairaisa, for Hilchis Shabbos, if you make it early, it's Shabbos. But it's not Pshat, it's the Yom HaShvi. Pshat is it's Yom HaShishi. And there's a halacha of Taisa Shabbos. You could pull Kedusha Shabbos into Friday. So it's still Friday. It's still Friday. But you could pull Kedusha Shabbos early. And it's still Friday. If you got to say the Yom, you say Yom HaShishi B'Shabbos. But for you, it's Shabbos. L'inyone Shabbos, the Torah gives you a power to pull Kedusha Shabbos back. But it's up to grow for nothing else. Everything else across the board, things that are not totally in Hilchah Shabbos, there, this doesn't apply.
The Chumrah not eating.
What?
For Yom Tov, it doesn't work?
Tais Yom Tov doesn't work. It's Kamat, not enough Gemina, because the Exeris HaKosiv, you need Vadei Laila by Shavuos and by Matzah, and Sukkos is Ishkis, Tezvav, Tezvav. Shavuos says Betzam Ayam Azeh. It says bad samayim. What? V'yantav achrayim. Okay, v'yantav achrayim. Now they get the sukkah and matzah because chol bayit is anyway.
There's
no chiyuv simcha. Okay.
Can women daven mincha after?
What?
Can women daven mincha after hadlakas neres?
Are women allowed to daven mincha after hadlakas neres? The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos is mesupik if women could daven mincha after hadlaka. So it's a very strange, I'll tell you what the Psak and Mishabura. Mishabura brings, the Magen Avraham is mesupik if women could daven mincha after they light. So but men could zicha daven mincha. If a man is lighting, he zicha could daven mincha afterwards. That's what he says. So it sounds like in the Ikar Adin, it's like the Gra says, why can you be more misufik by women than by men? It seems it has to do with minig anoshim. The meaning of the noshim is that without locker, it's a full-fledged Shabbos. Because he says men could do it. Now, Grada, I tell men who light every week that they should try to daven mincha early, because to be saimach on some that's lukideus in the makar every week, week after week, I don't know. But it happens to me occasionally that I have to daven, that I light neiris, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I say, okay, all right, so malachi, you can make it, we hope you can make it tonight.
Women don't
drive. Right. That's not the Mishnah Berurah's reason. That's not the Mishnah Berurah's reason.
The woman should not.
I tell my wife, if she doesn't have mincha before, she should light candles and then daven ma'ariv. She doesn't always daven ma'ariv. And it'll be a teshuvah for mincha if it needs to be.
I was told that if she didn't daven mincha before she lit candles, she should have it at night, that she daven Kabbalah Shabbos. And then daven mincha
okay.
And then
Kabbalah Shabbos. All right. Let's
Rebbe, is the chumrah that we said that you should eat, if you were Kabbalah Shabbos early, that you should eat pas? Because I
sure.
is that based on this?
I'll mention in a second. What? The Gra's learning. So the Trumas Hadesha doesn't agree that Rav argues with him, but the Trumas Hadesha learned Pshat in the Gemara that Rav's answer, he can make condition by Yaim, is universal. That for everything, it's already the next day. That's how Trumas Hadesha will learn. Trumas Hadesha to learn. The Gra's learning that only Ladine Shabbos, it's a Taisus Shabbos. That's how the Gra learns. That's how the Trumas Hadesha learns. That's for everything.
Early.
No, he brings it.
He brings a chacham echad. He argues on the chacham echad. But at least we see that there was such a chacham in the generation of Truman Sadesh and well that way. So, according to Truman Sadesh, that's what we're talking about the whole time. The machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshen holds that you can't do it anymore. If you daven Maariv, you can't do it anymore. Right. She's not machlokes to daven Maariv. She wants to daven Maariv. She'll do it after, right?
So about the Sudan Shabbos.
Also, I should mention that again, it's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham brings that even if you make an early Shabbos, a kezayis pas, you should eat after Laila. It's not going to rob me from the Shlach Kaddish. But it's based on Kabbalistic ideas. I don't know. The Gra is going to hold that way. The Gra holds that it seems to hold this way. It may be that for Shalosh Sudais, there's an idea that on a Yom Chayil you eat two meals, and Shabbos eat a third meal. Now that has to do with doing different than your practice. Normal people, well today everybody's three meals, but normal people ate two meals a day. So they ate a meal in the evening and a meal by day. So if you can make early Shabbos and eat a meal, so that's your Friday meal as far as the physical desire to eat. So it could be that's the reason for the Shlach. We don't know reasons. The Shlach Kaddish has a lot of Kabbalistic ideas. But the Magen Avraham brings it. He says you should be careful to eat a kezayis when it's night. But anyway, be that as it may, this is. Now I'm going to leave you with sort of a riddle, which is everybody asks. But we have that the Trumas Hadeshen is sort of the curiosity, is a Das Yachid. Trumas Hadeshen holds that if you daven early Maariv, and certainly early Shabbos, it's already the next day. And the Ikar Din is like the Maril, Sai like the Beis Yosef, Sai like the Ramah. The Ikar is like the Maril, and according to the Maril, it's still day until night comes. Now the Kasha here, which is asked by everybody, is why in Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Lamed Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, says that if you daven early Maariv and they bring Tefillin, you should not put on Tefillin. That is the Trumas Hadesha. And it's a Trumas Hadesha Tzitzit Bilakula, because really, putting on Tefillin is a mitzvah. Say, don't put on Tefillin. And it's worse, the Taz explains it and seems to agree. And then the Taz in Tuf Reish has the Shaila, same exact Shaila, daven early Maariv, and a Shaifer came. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, you had no Shaifer. Daven early Maariv, and now a Shaifer arrived. So he says you shouldn't blow shofar. So why? Why should tefillin be the one lone man out? Like tefillin is the lone man out. Tefillin, we're passing like Shumas Hadesh, and the Ramah doesn't argue. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that everybody argues. That all the Achrayim, that the later Achrayim all say, what do you mean? We don't pass like Shumas Hadesh. If you get tefillin after you daven Maariv, you can still put on tefillin for that day. However, what? What was your intention? It's all more. Well, he's not talking about Shabbos. He's talking about a weekday. When you're davening early. Not about Shabbos. Yeah. So that is sort of something of a riddle as to why tefillin should be different. But be that as it may, so we learned today the 5 and the 7, the idea of the Baichtachuk and this Ramah. We still, I would remind me, the last three lines of this Shach are something of a Chiddush. And Yitz Hashem, we're going to get to Sifay's, the one case where a Baichtachuk is Ikra Adim. I'm going to check.